how his beach have looked the last couple days?
Been good. You know, it's excited to have him out there again and kind of do some one-on-ones yesterday and been with the first unit the last 2 days, so kind of excited to have him back.
What do you want to see out of him if he plays Sunday night to show that he's ready for week one?
Well, I think looking at for someone that hadn't played in a long time, he'll be knocking some of the rust off, obviously. So to sit here and say, how are you going to judge him as whether or not it was a successful game or not? I think, you know, there's a lot of things we'll look at. One is it's important that he's there with being able to function, because we'll start with Jokel probably at left guard. So being able to function with Luke Jokel, how's that communication between those two is a huge part of what we're trying to find out about him in this game. But, I think he's played at a high level in the past. And just see continuous progress. He's had a good week, good 2 days, and we'll get another look at him again today. So he's doing some good things. But, you know, we're just seeing steady progress from him.
Mm-hmm. What's your feel for the left guard at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a number of talented guys in there, to be honest with you. As you guys know, the last 2 weeks we had Luke at left tackle, who's played very well. But we've been able to move the ball pretty consistently with the guys that we've had in there. We really like, McKenzie, and we've had Chris Reed in there, and Shatley's played well inside, and Kadeem Edwards. So we've had a number of guys that have rotated inside there, and they've consistently been able to move the ball. So we're encouraged, no matter how the situation plays out, we're encouraged about the growth of the offensive line.
Are you more encouraged than 2 weeks ago? I mean, usually by this game, you really have everything
set. Yeah. And then we had said that, you know, there were a lot of speculation early on when we first had signed Beecham. We weren't, you know, we said there was going to be open competition there. We're trying to solidify the offensive line as a whole. Perfect scenario would have been for him to have been back here for the third preseason, and we kind of knew that going in. He pushed it to try and get out earlier than that. So we know he's a competitive player. We know it's important to him. I think he's got a passion to play, so he's doing all that he can to get out there. But with that being said, the other guys, they've all been real competitive as well. So we're just happy with the group. And again, it should all play out here in the next 2 weeks, and we'll go from there.
Gregory, have your expectations for the offense changed any throughout camp?
No, I just think every year you're looking for growth. Like you said, we knew with it was a young offense, you know, a season ago, we added some pieces to it. We're excited about the additions, but we're also excited about the growth of our young players. So I think we just try and concentrate on steady improvement from day to day and practice to practice. And they've accepted a lot of different challenges that we've made on them. And so we're just excited about the growth of them at this point.
What are your goals for Sunday night?
Just want to play clean again. You know, each week we have a couple of things that we, you know, specific things that we look for. And we've informed the offense of, you know, of what those are, certain specific things. But always going through the preseason, you want to be clean in the whole operation. Again, it's a competitive practice situation. But there are certain things that you expect from week to week to get better at. We've been good in terms of our shifting and our motioning, but we've got to clean up some penalties. That's been an issue somewhat. We'd like to see our twos and threes play better. As well. I think, again, that's still part of the growth is developing the backups. But in this game here, obviously, you know, we're planning on a certain number of plays with our starters, and we'd love to see, again, based upon what we've seen the first two games, just continued growth and the ability to move the football.
Do you want to see Kelvin in guard at all?
Right now, it'll probably just be at the tackle position is what we're looking at now, trying to give him an extended time, playing time there.
Rashad Green's only got one catch for 3 yards through two preseason games. How do we get him more involved?
Yeah, you know, that'll be probably an ongoing question throughout the season, not just with Rashad Green, but with everybody, because we've got a number of weapons. You know, I know, in the tight end room there, we've seen a great training camp from Mercedes Lewis, but yet he hasn't gotten one here in any of these preseason games. And so, we feel good as a coaching staff about the weapons that we have available. They haven't played extended playing time. They hadn't been extended playing time for any of those guys. So they understand that. We understand that. And, again,
it's a game of matchups, and we'll continue to try and find the best matchups as a coaching staff that we can, and try and put those players that were that provide the best matchup in a situation to win or to be number one or two in the progression for the quarterback. And that's kind of, they know how that's how we go about it. They know that's how we game plan. And fortunately, we've got a very unselfish group of skilled players. And I also think they know that, you know, we like to spread the ball around, so they'll all have some opportunities.
How impressed have you been by the running game with TJ and Chris?
Really like it, both of them. And again, it's kind of everybody involved, to be honest with you. We're excited, like I said, about the growth of the offensive line. We like the talent that both Chris and TJ bring, and really the group as well. Denard Robinson has had a good preseason as well. But that growth of that position, the running back position, but a lot, it's also on Blake Bortles' growth as a quarterback as well, and understanding fronts and what run plays we like into what fronts. So we're able to do more at the quarterback position in terms of getting us out of bad runs into, you know, good runs. So it's kind of a collaborative effort amongst everybody on the offensive side. But in terms of the talent, we like the obviously the addition of Chris Ivory. I think he provides us of a real powerful runner that, you know, he runs angry. He plays tough physical style, which is what we're trying to preach to the offense as a whole, becoming tougher. And he brings that to the table, so real excited about him.
Once you get past Julius and Mercedes, how do you feel about the tight end?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that we really like as a coaching staff is up here talking about competition, and in competition most every position. And so that's another position there. We're not talking about just the competition between one and two. We're talking about three, four, and five that are being stiff competition. So we like what's going on there. You know, Nick Jacobs is involved in that. You got Ben Koyak, who's done some good things that we've seen in camp. And then the young players, you know, Neil Sterling, for him to make the switch from wide receiver to tight end has been impressive. I don't know if a lot of people saw that coming, but it's been an impressive transition in our minds. And we like Bo, the young player's done some impressive things too early on in his career. So again, they just got to try to continue to get better every day. Yeah, I think that's a big part of it right now. Certainly the goal line short yards packages, we're still trying to sort that out for who will be that role player for us. And Ben is the one that's emerged in the tight end room. But we'll try some other things. We'll continue to look at some defensive players as well. As long as Wash, you know, allows us to do that, we'll look at some players there, and you may get a chance to look at some of those guys actually this week. So.
Let yourself get excited about Marquise because he's been available except that short stint, or is there still a part of you that goes, eh?
He's had a good camp, and he had a good OTA. So, I think we all know that he's got a good skill set for the wide receiver position, and we know his history, but we don't look at it that way. We just say, hey, you know, here's a player. Let's do what we can to make sure that he stays healthy. Let's make sure that we're taking care of him in terms of his reps at practice and how much we're running him or not running him. And he's doing a better job, I think, of taking care of himself, his body, in terms of how much sleep he's getting and what he's putting into his body in terms of meals and whatnot. So I wouldn't say again that we're worried or. You know, we just go with it, and we're happy that he's out there, and we'll hopefully get a lot more of him as we go forward. I think for most everybody, you know, now after being around here for a season, for some of the new coaches, Doug Marone and myself and Kelly Skipper, some of the new guys, I think, and the guys that were here previously certainly knew about all of our players, but we've got a better feel, I think, right now as a staff for what guys can and can't do, and hopefully we'll do a better job of putting them in positions where they can be successful. So I think we've got a pretty good feel with all of those guys.
Is Marquise a guy that can work in the slot, or is he more?
No, he can, and that was, yeah, we like to do some things with him there. We put him in the slot here. Again, started out in the OTAs, a very sudden player, does some nice things there as well. So we kind of talked, to be honest with you, and it's a great group as a whole, the wide receivers. We kind of talk about the big three, you know, Marquise and A-Rob and Hernsey. You know, we asked all three of them before they left for the summer, you need to learn all three positions. And at some point, you'll see all three of them there in the slot position, including A-Rob. So kind of real happy about the way that they attacked the summer and the way that they attacked their role and understanding that they're going to be asked to be in those positions, and all three of them did a nice job.
How did Linder fare last week?
Good, good. Again, just really like the communication part of it is big, but also physical nature that he brings to the guys up front, and been a great leader for that group. He was before when he's playing guard, but now it's a more natural position for him at the center position, and he's done very well.
Brandon Allen, are you guys still open to keeping 53 players on three quarterbacks?
Yeah, that would be a question to ask Dave, to be honest with you. We like the player. We like where he's at. Certainly got thrown in the fire last week a little bit and had an unfortunate decision-making interception, but he gets better every day. We like the arm talent. We like how he throws the football, so excited about him.